Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Talk about catching your attention. How about UK Extension's No Pee on My Lawn program?
A lot of people say that very thing. It's a little catchy, so.
UK horticulture specialist Rick Durham explains that in this case, the P stands for phosphorus, the second number, for example, on a bag of 10-10-10 fertilizer. Extension is working with Lexington Fayette County Urban Government on an educational program to reduce the urban use of phosphorus.
The problem with phosphorus is when it moves away from our target sites and into bodies of water. In excess amounts, it causes a lot of algae bloom and multiplication of cyanobacteria, other organisms. And these things are really not good for fish populations.
At a certain level, phosphorus runoff can have human impacts.
And then especially the cyanobacteria can release toxins, and that causes problems for humans as well. So problems with humans who may want to use those waters for recreation, swimming, fishing, and then when we use those waters for public water supplies, then it increases the amounts we have to spend to purify that water.
The education program takes information directly to neighborhood groups in Fayette County, recommending soil testing and using fertilizers formulated with lower phosphorus levels. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As awareness of the urban phosphorus contamination problem has grown, fertilizer formulations with lower phosphorus levels have become more available. Rick Durham says soil testing and fertilizer management in the city and on the farm will work.
We've looked at soil tests in Kentucky for the past 25 years, and we see that the agricultural sector levels of phosphorus in the soil are slowly decreasing, yet in urban sector, they're slowly increasing. So that increase is not a good thing.
The program is funded in Fayette with a local grant. Durham feels neighborhood groups who hear their message are responsive.
We're currently working in Fayette County because that's where the grant is located, but as time permits, we will respond to other people out in the state. And we would certainly like to see this program expand.
A good first step, he says, is soil testing. It's inexpensive, and your local extension office can help. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.